Where is your treasure? Is it in heaven or is it on earth? But before you answer, stop and ask yourself, how do you know for certain? And to answer that question, we need to first answer this question. What does Jesus mean by treasure? Because in this part on the Sermon on the Mount that our reading comes from, Jesus uses three examples. And our reading includes the last one of these examples, which is fasting, but I also want to include the other two. First of all, Jesus says, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you. Rather, do it in secret. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And second, Jesus says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites seeking out prominent places. Rather, go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And of course, the third one from our reading, Jesus says, when you fast, do not disfigure your faces. Rather, oil your head and wash your face just as if it was an ordinary day. Now, it is easy for us to see how Jesus ties all three of these examples together, because they all follow the same pattern. Do not be like the hypocrites, Jesus says. Rather, do these things in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But we do want to be careful. We might get too focused on that word secret and conclude that Jesus means we should never do anything at all in public. Don't let anyone see you when you give something to the poor. Don't let anyone see you praying. Don't let anyone see you when you are fasting. Because if someone does see you, well, then you must be a hypocrite. But that can't be what Jesus means when he says these things. Because after all, sometimes you can't hide what it is that you're doing. Like if I'm giving to the needy, for example, and I'm giving to a group of people trying to help them out, it's not going to be secret what I'm doing. And on top of that, who's to say that the person that I'm helping is not going to talk about it to other people afterwards? People may come to know it one way or another. And besides all of that, Jesus himself often did things for the poor in the full view of the public. And if he did it, how can it be wrong? Likewise, when we pray, are we going to do it in public? I mean, we come here tonight in our worship service, and we're certainly praying together, and that is something we're doing in public. So how can we say that it's somehow evil? Even Jesus did the same. And even when we talk about fasting, that can't always be hidden either. Because what do you do when somebody offers you food and you have to refuse it? They're going to know the truth right then and there. And if you fast long enough, others are going to notice that you're losing weight. And besides, when we meet people fasting in the Bible, they often did other things too, like putting on ashes or wearing sackcloth or whatever it may be. It became a very public thing. And they were never rebuked for it. And besides all of that, Christians, Jesus himself says earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So the issue here is not doing these things in public. Rather, Jesus is asking us, why are you doing this? What is your goal? Jesus did not condemn where the hypocrites were doing these things, so much as the mindset that brought them to those places. The hypocrites, after all, gave to the needy. And that's a good thing. That's something that God wants us to do. We can't fault them for that. And yet they sounded the trumpet before them to make sure that everybody noticed what it was that they were doing. Because they didn't really care about what God said. They cared about what others thought about them. They wanted others to think that they were holy and righteous and good. And that is what mattered the most. And the hypocrites, after all, prayed. And again, that's a good thing. God wants us to pray. But they prayed in places where they were sure to be seen, so that others would take notice of them, because they cared about what others thought the most. And the hypocrites fasted, which again is a good thing. It's something that God wants us to do. But they disfigured their faces so that it would become obvious what it was that they were doing, because they cared what others thought more than anything, certainly more than God. Their treasure was on earth, leading them to do all things, even the things of God, to be seen of men. Now, it is true, Christians, that doing these things in public will always bring a greater danger with it. Because there are things that many people will do willingly out in the open that they will never do in private. Like those who will only pray in church and never pray at home. Or those who give offerings only for the tax benefits. But before we conclude that a treasure on earth is only about caring about what other people think, we have to remember that doing things in secret is no proof that we're doing them for God. I may give to the poor, but not out of a love of God, but rather because I will be pleased with myself, that I will feel so good about myself for having done such a selfless thing for someone else. I may pray in secret, I may pray often in secret, but not from a love of God, but rather so that I can hold it up to myself as a proof of how good I am. And maybe even God will count it in my favor when it comes to getting into heaven. And I may fast in secret, but not from a love of God, but so that I may look down on others in a kind of half-pity and half-contempt because they're not as righteous as I am. In other words, my treasure here on earth may just be my opinion of myself. Just because no one sees it doesn't mean that my treasure is in heaven. Rather, Christians, having treasure in heaven means doing all things for God, regardless of where we are. We care for our needy neighbor because we love God. And if we love God, we will also love one another. We pray because we love God. We know it is pleasing to Him, and we know that He is our Father. We fast because we love God. Not because food and other things are somehow evil, but because we know how weak our flesh really is and how easily we get distracted. And so we want to remember that God is the most important thing of all. Because Christians, think of who God is. God is the one who gave you life. God is the one who leads you in all of your ways, who gives you everything that you need. God is the one who in mercy sent His only begotten Son to take your place and to take away your sins. And God is your loving Father who promises to hear you when you pray and who works all things for good for those who love him. And God even promises that the troubles of this time will give way to glory, and he will never forget anything that you have done for him. And on top of all of it, Christians, God has promised you life, eternal life with him in glory, when you will see him face to face in a joy that will never come to an end. Why then should we be distracted by the things of this world? Why should we treasure up anything here on earth? God is greater than all things, and God has done so many great things for you. So lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Do all things for the sake of God alone, because he is the greatest treasure of all, and one that will never be taken away. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, turn our eyes away from the vain things of this world, which will soon pass away, and fix our eyes on Jesus, so that we may obtain the true treasure with you in glory. In his name we pray. Amen.